Welcome back to Right Side Radio. I'm Amy Beth Shaver with Allison Sinclair and JP. We are having a Tuesday, a Taco Tuesday, but we all may be less interested in food.
Can we call it a Talk About It?
Yes.
Tuesday.
Absolutely.
That's not Joe Average Radio Show Tuesday.
There you go. Not Joe Average Tuesday.
Yes, please. But a conversation we're very excited to have. Joining us on the phone is Representative Mac Butler. Sir, how are you today?
Great. It's so good to be with you guys.
We're so happy to have you and to have this conversation. We wanted to start with chemtrails. And Allison,
absolutely.
Allison made a prediction.
I did.
Before we went to break. Or a question. You posed a question.
Oh, I did pose a question. About,
yeah.
We'll get there. I won't lead with that question because it's a stumper.
It's a good one.
But I'm so curious because I would have, 4 or 5 years ago told you were absolutely insane if you had told me that people were spraying things into the sky and manipulating the weather. That's some weird sci-fi movie. And now here we are, and I wonder why we haven't passed legislation to stop this. It is clearly a problem. It is clearly happening. Lee Zeldin came out and was discussing it. Joe Rogan had someone on talking about it. RFK Jr. has talked about it. So I'm curious how you kind of came around to this and what was the impetus for you filing this bill? And you think we can get on board?
Of the people, you know, we're supposed to do their will, not ours. But I've had so many of my constituents reach out to me about this. And so we started digging into it, looking into it. And I think last year, 30 states filed legislation. You know, Florida and Tennessee are the only ones now that have passed anything. But I think you're going to see more and more. I think you'll see a lot more movement on it this next year. And hopefully we can be one of those states that passes it. At minimum, we need to have this conversation. And of course, when we file legislation, it normally will bring the professionals on both sides of the argument to Montgomery, where we can, because, you know, I'm not an expert on it, but I can Google like the rest of us, and there's something there to it that we're not being told. Because you can go to the NOAA website and different gov websites and find all kinds of stuff. And we've been influencing and manipulating weather for decades, and it's going on all around the globe. Some countries are not as bashful about it as we seem to be. Hmm.
So what kind of questions were your constituents asking you?
Oh, I had people call me right and left that say they're being sprayed. Say they're getting less sunlight. I had actually a retired vascular surgeon call me yesterday with an engineering degree. He was fantastic. I took that picture of the sky yesterday in Gadsden, where you could see all the, I'm going to say, white lines in the sky. Anyway, I posted it on Facebook and talked about the legislation, and that stirred a lot of comments and controversies. But anyway, this gentleman that owns property on Smith Lake was from Huntsville. He said he lives in South Carolina now, but he told me he'd come testify, and he's got a group of doctors that we went down a lot of rabbit holes. Mm. Of things with the government. We went into vaccines and a lot of things. He was very refreshing to talk to because we have been lied to on so many fronts that we used, you know, COVID opened our eyes to so many things that we were always told to trust the medical community. And now they're wanting to, you know, give children 72 vaccines. And I'm like, what? Because, you know, I got maybe 4. Yeah. There's some of this stuff begs to look into. Anyway, so the contrail, chemtrail, I like to just say geoengineering, but this bill would absolutely, you know, make it a crime for the dispersion of compounds into the atmosphere for the purpose of affecting the weather. And, you know, there's something going on there in the stratosphere. We know they are finding aluminum, among other things, up there that are not naturally there. There's been a problem with seeds having to become aluminum resistant. Because of all the aluminum. Aluminum's naturally in the soil, but there's apparently a lot more of it. But there are so many things that are begged to be questioned. And so that's simply what we're doing, because it's just funny that this bill seems to garner a lot of support, but also a lot of animosity. And I'm like, well, if we're not doing it, what harm is it?
Right.
To say we're not going to do it. Because in reality, it's going to take the feds to get involved and do something on this. And if enough states will do it, we will force their hand. Ron DeSantis, of course, is the strongest. He would not accept a watered-down version of this bill. And we have passed the exact legislation that he did, making it, you know, a crime. And it did, putting a $100,000 fine on it.
That kind of leads into one of my questions for you, because airspace past a certain altitude is, I'm guessing, owned or controlled by the federal government. So when states like Tennessee and Florida pass these laws, is it more of a statement to the federal government that this is important to our people, or can you actually change what happens in the sky based on a state law?
I think we can make attempts, but honestly, believe it will be. This is a federal issue at the end of the day. Now, we would absolutely, if we pass this, we would go after the people and the offenders, because this thing sets up all the mechanics to have the fund and the reporting system, the website, the phone number where people could report it.
Yeah.
And the fines would provide the funding. It would not go to the general fund. But at the end of the day, it's going to take a federal solution to this. And this just helps bring it into focus. Because we are seeing, you know, the EPA and RFK, and even Tucker Carlson had a guy. It was fascinating. I don't know if you listened to that interview. Mm-hmm. But he had an engineer on there that very smart, went way into the nanoparticles and all this of what's going on. I've seen the videos. A lot of people send me things. And it's kind of crazy. At least it just begs to be looked at. And that's all we're trying to do is have a conversation, hopefully pass the legislation, but hopefully we'll get some, you know, some people on each side of the issue to come to Montgomery and talk about it. But my job is to represent my district, and people in my district have made me aware that this is very important to them, that they do believe they are being sprayed and poisoned by the government.
I haven't looked up the bill yet, but do you have any co-sponsors on the bill?
Yes, I only because I pre-filed it, I only reached out to a few people. Representative Gidley, Lamb, Harrison, and Fiddler and Bolton had all asked to be part of it.
Okay.
So that's, I think I would have got a ton more if we'd been in session, but pre-filing it's a little more cumbersome because, you know, we're not physically there in Montgomery. I sent it in. And they had to call right then. But they had all made me aware that they wanted to be part of the legislation.
That's good. We need to get those numbers up. I'm curious, along those lines, do you feel like you will have the support? Or is this, because I would love, I don't know how much time you have, and maybe we can cover it before the break, but to kind of talk about your gender ideology bill that you're having to file, sure. You know, for the third, fourth year.
Yet again.
It seems to take us a while, like, to define what is a woman took us 4 years, 3 years, craziness.
Yeah, it is. And then with the supermajority, some of these things should be easier. We got it to the House, no problem. It seems to keep getting in a logjam up in the Senate.
Which is ironic. It's so weird to me. Because they claim to be the more conservative body. And I'm like, every year, every session, oh, we just ran out of time. Oh, Allison, we're going to get it out of committee.
Ten Commandment bill died in the Senate, and the Chaplain bill died in the Senate, and, you know, which is frustrating. But it is a good group up there. But Senator Keith Kelly is actually going to pre-file the gender ideology bill. To try to get that. It'd be great if we could get it moved to the Senate first.
Well, wouldn't that
be? And get it dealt with sooner than later.
That'd be great.
Well, I'll tell you, it is a very important issue to myself and Amy Beth and our Shelby County school system. About 5 years ago in our counseling office, outside of the counselor's office, where a child could come by and just pick up a flyer, it was a gender transition resource guide.
Just and right there.
And that is absolute nonsense. Absolutely, you know, the schools are supposed to be dealing with the curriculum, the approved curriculum, and that's it. And but this bill does not prohibit a student from talking to the teacher, the counselor, the football coach, whoever they want to talk to, but it would prevent the instruction and discussion of it in the classroom, because you've got, and thankfully it's a minority of teachers doing it, but we've got some intent. I've had students tell me about teachers that cannot teach your class for focusing on all things transgender.
Mm. And this is here in Alabama.
That does seem to be waning.
I think it's time.
But it is utter nonsense.
Yeah, to step in. I mean, we've had, gosh, at our high school, we've got transgender stickers everywhere and transgender LGBTQ flags everywhere. And
yeah, and this legislation would prohibit that as well as the pronouns.
Well, we need to look into that. We'd love to have
you. So many parents want that because of some classrooms. I've had people send me pictures, and some classrooms are covered in the pride flag. These are the same classrooms that are opposed to the, you know, the Ten Commandments, which are part of the founding of America.
Imagine that.
Shadow of a doubt. And actually, thanks to the Lemon Test being overturned, thank you, Coach Kennedy, you know, we can actually display those. And anything with a historical precedence, which, you know, public school actually began in the church. The first teachers were the pastors. They were the most educated person in the community. The term Sunday school comes from school being taught at church on Sundays. First textbook was the Holy Bible. The first reader was called the New England Primer, used from 1690 to 1930. 240 years, full of scripture. Every single founding father learned to read from the New England Primer. So the historical precedence is there. So thank you, Coach Kennedy, for fighting that battle, just for praying on the 50-yard line and getting fired. But we were at Wall Builders this past weekend in Texas for a legislative conference. It was incredible, but Coach Kennedy was actually there with us.
Wow. Yep. Well, we've
got to get back, you know, to the basics and get off this nonsense. And people keep wondering, and there's several reasons why enrollment's dropping, but the woke ideology and the sexualization of children is one of the main reasons that so many parents are homeschooling. Some are using the CHOOSE Act. They're using virtual school. They're sick of this indoctrination.
They are, and we appreciate you. Thank you for joining us today, our State Representative Mac Butler, talking about chemtrails, talking about gender ideology, pre-filing bills. We will look after these things and hope to get you back on just as soon as possible. Thanks for your time today.
All right. Thank you, guys. Take care.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
We'll see you after the break.